Three Steps to a Better Family Culture. Ever and I recently gave a retreat for married couples, and a young couple asked this question: how are we supposed to build a strong family culture when we're so busy all the time, running from one thing to the next? So despite the peaceful spring breeze and the beautiful sunlight streaming through the windows of the parish hall, these parents were exhausted, trying to keep up with their busy schedules. And we've all been there. In this week's e-letter, Ever and I are including a previous post we did on five of the biggest mistakes we've made with our family culture. So what we shared with the couples at the marriage retreat was a three-step process that you and your family can use to push back on the busyness and build a vibrant family culture, which is level 4 of your Trinity House, and our focus with you in the fourth week of each month. First step, accept the both and of your family culture. So you've probably heard the idea of the both and, a typically Catholic approach to issues that addresses the tension present in all of reality, and that resists simplistic either-or answers. Here's what the both and means in this context. Today, your family culture is both and. You are both being and becoming. You have a faith-filled family culture that reflects God's own communion of persons, and you are developing it. You have both found enjoyment in your family's communion, and you are finding it. One of the biggest mistakes we make in family culture, one that makes it so hard to become who we are called to be, is that we forget that there is a very profound way in which we already have what we long for, and we simply must take the time to enjoy it. And yet, if we're honest, we know how easy it is for day-to-day life, the overwhelm, the kids' extracurriculars, and the need to become overtakes our enjoyment of God's own life within our family. That's where Sunday comes in. Number 2, honor the Sabbath as a family. In our culture of busy and becoming, we need to take the next step, honor the Sabbath. Take time to fully consume and inhabit the glorious heart of Sunday, God's greatest gift of his own life in the Eucharist, God's very own life of communion that he wants so badly to give to us. Step through the front door of your Trinity House. And yes, the front door of a better and more faith-filled family culture is the Sabbath. So what can this look like? Well, take a day-long media fast and do the most relaxing, humane things together as a family. Sleep in or get up early to watch the sunrise. Go for a walk. Worship God together. Eat a lovely meal together. Play games as a family. Enjoy art or music. Talk and laugh. Go for a relaxing day trip. Read quietly together or visit with good friends. Trust us, the best way to make a big step forward in your family culture is to be more intentional about your family's holy Sabbath. Third, enjoy your mini Sabbaths throughout the week. Once you've embraced the both and of your family culture and taken steps to deepen your family's honoring of the Sabbath, you'll find that you're ready for the third step: discover and celebrate mini Sabbaths throughout the week. Here are just a few. Your daily family meal, or as often as possible. Your daily time of individual prayer. Prayer with your spouse and family prayer. Your moments of pausing throughout the day to thank God, acknowledge his presence, and invite his Holy Spirit into the next task. And your weekly date night. In one quick word on the family meal, once you've done all the work to put dinner on the table in as nice a way as the day allows, try to lean in and linger, to deliberately taste the communion you have with one another, to be nourished and refreshed by it. And if you're a parent of young children, take heart. Dinner time can be chaotic and frustrating, but through your daily patience and persistence, you are laying the scaffolding for a vibrant and faith-filled family culture that your children will cherish for their entire life. Like that young couple who asked the question at the retreat, are you concerned about busyness overtaking your family culture? Receive the both and of your family culture and be encouraged by how much your family already has. Honor the Sabbath in new and deepening ways. And yes, enjoy your mini Sabbaths.